In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, we should never cease to be amazed by what Jesus tells us in today's Gospel. Indeed, Jesus was indicating that it was better for us that he goes and the Holy Spirit comes than that Jesus stay and the Holy Spirit not come. The great joy we have is that we don't have to choose between the second and the third persons of the Holy Trinity. But by these words, Jesus is indicating to us the extraordinary importance of the Holy Spirit in the Christian life to complete Jesus' mission in us and through us in the world. Jesus tells us that the Holy Spirit has threefold missions. He will convict the world in regard to sin, justice, and judgment. The first is with regard to sin, Jesus says, because they do not believe in me. The work of God, Jesus describes elsewhere in St. John's Gospel, is to believe in the one he sent. And the essential sin is opposition to this work. This failure to believe, this rejection of God, this killing of the message of the gospel and the divine messenger within our hearts. We know that at the time of Jesus, many were unaware of just what was occurring at the crucifixion. The people were not aware of the sin they were committing, prompting Jesus' merciful cry, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Many thought they were putting to death a bad man, a blasphemer, and so they shouted for his death. But after Pentecost, when moved and helped by the Holy Spirit, St. Peter preached to the crowds about how they had condemned an innocent, a just man, and crucified the Lord of glory, they were pierced to the heart. That was the first work of the Holy Ghost, to convict the world of sin. That work continues, helping us to see the many ways we don't believe in God, the many contexts we don't live by faith, the many things in which we have not yet staked our entire existence on his word. The second work of the Holy Ghost is to convict the world in regard to justice, because Jesus says, I'm going to the Father, and you will no longer see me. Justice is a right relationship between a person and God, and between persons in God. The foundation for justice is in Jesus' triumph over sin and death, his resurrection and ascension into glory, when the order of the universe was turned right side up. The Holy Spirit helps us to perceive Jesus' justice or holiness, his extraordinary love that led him to sacrifice his life for ours, and help us to open ourselves to receive the gift of his salvation. The Holy Spirit has been sent among us not merely to convict of a sin, but to show us something far more powerful, that God's mercy triumphs over our misery, that his justice has the last word over the injustice we have committed and suffered, that the path for us to become righteous, just, is for us to receive the mercy of Jesus and enter into communion with him, to be willing to be and to remain in a state of grace. The third work of the Holy Spirit, the faithful, and Jesus says, is with regard to judgment or condemnation. Because the ruler of this world has been condemned. The Holy Spirit helps us to see that the devil has been judged. Evil has been condemned. And weakness no longer has the last word. He helps us to see clearly the winning side and the losing side. And he helps us to choose with clarity and courage which side we want to be on now and always. Each of us will be judged. But the Holy Spirit helps us to know exactly on what criteria we will be judged. And by ordering our life to God's word, to go with confidence to meet Jesus provided as our judge. The Holy Spirit guides us into all truth, helps us to believe in Jesus and holy thought and deed, and assists us to choose him in our life. The Holy Spirit helps us to discern that in caring for the needy, hungry, thirsty, poor, and unknown, we are caring for Christ and choosing to go to his eternal light. The faithful, the Holy Ghost helps us to cross the road to care for the Good Samaritan, to cross the aisle and enter the confessional, to cross ourselves and unite our joys and sufferings to Jesus' life, suffering, death, and resurrection. What a great and indispensable work this is. The work of the Holy Spirit, through leading us to all truth and helping us to live the truth, is ultimately to make us into the divine likeness, to help us to become holy as God is holy, merciful as he is merciful, perfect as he is perfect. So truly, Christian form of communication that the Holy Spirit wants to help us to bring about is that our words will become more and more the echo of God's words. That whether we are silent, contemplatively listening, or whether we are speaking, we are hearing God's voice and speaking God's saving words. The more we cooperate with the Holy Spirit, the more we will be able to make our whole life like a Magnificat. Cooperating as the Blessed Mother did, so that we will always listen to God's word. So prayerfully, attentively, and quickly, that we will hear it always as a word to be done and to be shared. A word that will teach us how to love each other in the same way God has shown us how to love. A word that will implant itself with us and help us to bear abundant fruit. One of the most important places in which the Holy Spirit carries out this transformative work is here at Mass. It's here that the Word of God is proclaimed, and we are given the opportunity by the Holy Spirit to be led into more and more into all the truth. It's here at Mass that in response to that, we are trained to be quick to hear and quick to extend mercy. It's here at Mass that just the Holy Ghost overshadowed Mary at the Annunciation. He overshadows the altar and the priests at the consecration to transfer bread and wine into the eternal Son of God incarnate, and to transform men and women into one body, one spirit in Christ. Pope Benedict said, "The Eucharist is a perpetual Pentecost, since every time we celebrate Mass, we receive the Holy Spirit who unites us more deeply with Christ and transforms us into Him." Today, dear faithful, we turn to the Holy Ghost, the better part, who seeks to transform us more and more into the divine image. And we pray, come, O Holy Ghost, convict us of sin, justice, and judgment. Come, Holy Spirit, and lead us to all truth. Come, Holy Spirit, help us to become quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Come, Holy Spirit, feed the hearts of your faithful, and kindle in them the fire of your love, and send us forth to light the world ablaze. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.